This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, there is a confusion that is in the minds of a lot of people when we talk about sadaqat, when we talk about charity. There's a lot of confusion that I want to clarify. I want to simplify the principle for you and myself, inshallah. And that is the difference between charity and investment. Charity versus investment. Now, charity is really a zero-sum game because we see charity as giving. All giving is to lose something. When you give, you are saying that you didn't receive anything in return. That is why if you give, see the word we use, give. If you give $1,000 in charity, you say, I gave $1,000. But when you buy, say, Tesla shares for the same $1,000, you don't say, I gave Elon Musk or Wall Street or NASDAQ or where or whatever $1,000. You don't say, you gave the $1,000. You say, I invested $1,000 in Tesla. You do this because you expect a return on your investment. You didn't give, you invested. Because anything you expect a return on is an investment, not charity. Therefore, what do we say about spending in the path of Allah? Ask, because this, in my view, is real retirement planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose and told us what that purpose is. He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Zariyat, I did not create jinn and humans except to worship me. I seek no provision from them, nor do I need them to feed me. Indeed, Allah alone is the supreme provider, the owner of all power, and ever mighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He feeds us with His power and glory and majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to leave our effort to earn a living and to rush to obey the command to pray. And then, when we have completed the prayer, to search for our sustenance. Not before, not instead of, not before the salah, not instead of the salah, but after fulfilling the command to pray. Then we have the permission to search. The permission to search implies that what we have been permitted to search for is already there. We can't be told to search for something that doesn't exist. For example, if I tell you, find the diamonds in this room. There are no diamonds in the room. How can you find them? So that command would be a foolish command. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, search for my bounty, search for the for what I have given you, it means it is there already. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted us to search for our sustenance, it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha nudiya li salati mi yawmil jum'ati, fas'au ila dhikrillah. Fas'au ila dhikrillah. Wadharu al-bay. Dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said, O believers, when the call to prayer, when the call for salah is made, when the adhan for salah is called on Friday, then proceed, fas'au, with effort, make effort, race. Allah didn't say saunter along, mashi, just walk along. No. Fas'au ila dhikrillah. to the remembrance of Allah. Wazarul bay, and leave your business. Leave your business. That is best for you. Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. That is best for you if only you knew. Once the prayer is over, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Once the prayer is over, then disperse throughout the land and seek the bounty of Allah. And remember Allah often so that you may be successful. The command is to leave al-bay'a, selling, where you see profit. This is not restricted to the Friday prayer, but to all prayers. Allah did not use the word shara, which is buying, which is also part of business, but sale, ba'a, and ordered us to leave that for prayer. Right? Allah said, leave, because buying is something where you, where there is some risk and you are spending something, whereas selling is profit. So the implication is to leave something which is profitable for something else in which there is much more profit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to search for sustenance, not to create it. Allah did not say make sustenance. Allah said search for sustenance. If you are alive, your sustenance has already been created. But you have the choice of getting it from this source or that source, which is an open book test, because you have also been told the consequences of getting it from either of the sources. That is the test. If we pick the right source, not only will our investment be protected, but we will be rewarded for making that choice. But if we fall into the trap of shaitan and choose from the wrong place, then not only will we lose everything, but we may also be punished for choosing the wrong way when the correct way had already been shown to us. We are not told to create the food. We were told to choose the food from the right place. And by food, I mean sustenance, rizq, everything that we need. And that is why the example of the bird in the nest, which searches for its sustenance, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu said, that our day and our rizq, he said, it's like a bird in the nest. It flies out in the morning, searching for food, and it returns in the evening with its belly full. Allah does not provide the bird food in its nest. The food is there, the bird goes and searches for it. It doesn't make the food, it searches for what Allah has already provided. Also, it doesn't just sit there and wait for the food to come to it. It goes to find the food, because that is what our effort is. Because people ask, if I simply sit, will I get? If Allah wills, you will get. But Allah did not ask us to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to go look for it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to understand this and to learn from this and to benefit from this by having tawakkul Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to spend in charity more than 66 times in the Quran, but did not ask us to accumulate wealth or to save for so-called rainy day even once. And that is because He is the provider, and we trust Him and rely on Him. We are supposed to trust Him and rely on Him, and not on our effort or our smarts or our accumulated wealth. This is not a prohibition on saving or earning. It is a correction of focus of tawakkul, from tawakkul ala al-mal to tawakkul ala Allah. The proof of this tawakkul ala Allah is to see what we do with our mal, our wealth, when we have a chance to give it to Allah. Because when we give in charity, we are really investing our wealth with Allah. That is the secret of charity. It is really investment with Allah. The Sahaba understood this, and so we have these amazing stories of people who seem very strange if we use our current day standards, in the way they spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend like there was no tomorrow. The truth is that they spend that way because they understood the real meaning of tomorrow. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to really understand the meaning of tomorrow, because tomorrow is in the context of the akhirah. It's not tomorrow as in a date change to the next date from today, but in terms of the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our tomorrow better than our today, our akhirah better than our dunya, and our dunya, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from Him, through Him, sufficient as a gift without the interference and without the dependence on anyone in creation with dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.